Chris. Okay, and you're also the vocalist of Frankenbok for a number of years and still quite involved with the band, like with Fair Dinkum, and you've done the engineering on their latest album, Vicious Lawless, guest vocals on Chaos and Fear, and you got Azar in with Never. What was it like just coming in and focusing on the engineering and production side of things for that Vicious album?
It was really good. One of the aspects I've always had enjoyed about being in Frankenbok was the recording process. We did. I've always been interested in recording since I was a kid, and I guess once we got into Frankenbok, there was an opportunity because we recorded all of our stuff. So over the years, I've sort of, you know, had parts, bits and pieces to do with it, and then we pass it on to somebody else to help us take it home. But this time around, we decided to sort of go it on our own, and it was the first time I kind of had, well, two things. I wasn't actually in the band anymore,
yep,
which gave me an outside perspective on the situation. Instead of being emotionally invested in it from that standpoint of being in the band, I now could now step outside of it, which was good, and couple that with the fact that now I could finally, well, me being who I am and my history with the band, I kind of knew what everybody wanted, you know. And I know what the band were kind of wanting to do, and it never really achieved, and that was really capturing the live sound, the ferocity of the band live on a recording. It hadn't really been achieved just yet for many different reasons. Albeit saying that I think The End of All You Know is most definitely the most savage record, but this one has a, wanted to get capture that live feel as much as we could, so that was the mandate. And you know, everyone had done their, well and truly done their homework by the time we got in there, because we were writing this record for a long time. It was half written when I was in the band, and then went on to be half written with the new guys in the band, who changed quite a bit all through that period. It was a pretty messy period, this whole record. So, yeah, what we got out of it in the end, I think, is pretty cool and still very natural in the end. And the clincher being that along through this process came a guy called Ricky Barber, who's their new guitarist, who took Yeti's place. And that guy has extensive audio engineering and mixing knowledge, so he's been a really great help, and he came along and actually mixed the record, and I think the job he did was fantastic and captured, he pretty much got the blueprint down of what we were after, you know. I think it speaks volumes. I think it's a really savage record, and yeah.
That's a good album, man. I pre-ordered that one. I got in there nice and early, pre-ordered it. I love the album, man. It's a cool album, too. I love all the work the Frankenbok boys do, too, do they?
Cheers, man. I think, look, it's just like everything with this band, the frustrating nature of it is, you know, just for something that exists for so long, there's always going to be, you know, these complications and things that come up, and especially when it's people that change, you know, change clientele. But at this point, it's looking pretty strong, I think, these guys. I'm confident that, yeah, they're going to write some really cool shit going forward. And now that it's these guys and it's straight from, you know, it's not a half-half sort of hybrid record like this last one was. It's going to be purely the new band.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what they come up with. It's going to be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, it'll be really cool, man. I'm looking forward to it. It's actually, there's a Daniel, I actually had an album years ago. I worked with someone, he gave me a Scar the Surfer CD, and he chucked me it, and he's like, oh, I haven't listened to this, it's my nephew on the band, and when I heard it taken over, I was like, it was really cool, man. So it's come out really good, how everything's panning out, and I look forward to the work that Frankenbok have coming, and of course, Never, man. I'm stoked as for how things are going, eh, for you guys.
Cheers, man.
Yeah, I'll pick out a track from the Vicious Lawless album and then any other track you want, man, from Frankenbok.
Alright, what do we go with? Goddamn. Oh, let's do Chaos and Fear. We'll do that one.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes. I was hoping you picked that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a ripper.
Yeah, oh yeah, man.
Have you got Never to Return? Have you got that?
Yep.
One?
Yeah, well, I've got everything, man.
Yeah, let's do that one as well.
Awesome. Hey, Dan, I just want to say thanks a lot for taking the time out for a chat, man. Absolute legend.
I haven't been doing anything else. I'm just fucking chilling, man. I'd be home pretty late last night. I'm just doing fuck all today.